It's better to mentally say it, no matter how incorrect you may think you're saying it. It'll eventually correct itself inside.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
No, but you have to teach me, you have to write or what?
My teacher has to repeat it, it's a narrow repetition. Till the person gets to making it work in his mind. His own mind eventually will start correcting, to pronounce it correctly. You'll find your mind will gradually lead you to pronounce it correctly.
Okay.
See, this is one of the peculiar safety factors of it. That the inner mind will correct these things.
Well, what is this now? Hari Nama. Hari Nama.
Hari means hail, and Nama means name.
So this is merely telling about the name. This is
That's
not
right.
the name. I see.
Praise be to the name.
And it says, but you need, it says, this Nama, if recited, will awaken the seeker, but you need a teacher, a guru, to help you to hear the Nama in your heart.
Right. Yeah. See, Nam or name, as it is called, the Nam is the name. To hear that name being told to you from an oral point, that's why you say you seek another human being to give it to you. To tell you the technique involved with, between taking it in vain or hollering it. You see? Now, you can use any word for that matter if you want, but any word would work, providing if you did it in a hallowed state. Do you follow what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
To say that that is the only name of God would be incorrect. You can take a name of any word or any language, because many men would not be able to say it, but it's the way it should be used that it would hallow it.
Oh, I see, yeah.
You see? Now,
we do a lot of exercise in the name of Christ.
Right. And if you do it in the state of hallowing it, it's just as effective as if it's how it is done that gives the name the potency.
Is this an East Indian name?
No, it's a Sanskrit. But Sanskrit is this.
What do you mean?
That Sanskrit, if you could do that with your vocal cords, you make my hand do that every time. If you can only simulate with your vocal cords that sound, my hand will go like that all the time. That's the power of Sanskrit. Sanskrit, not written.
Sanskrit? Far out, really?
Well, we only write it in terms to relate. It's all the songs of creation, because the whole universe is congealed sound. Now, man is imbued with the ability to make sound with his vocal cords. But if he can intone those sounds correctly, mentally, or orally, to such a pitch, he will cause these conditions to come about. Didn't Caruso break glass with his voice? Well, that's only a small indication of what Sanskrit is.
But it is written.
Right, it's written, but it's called Pali. It's written.
Pali.
I mean, abridged.
Pali
means abridged. It's not in alliance. And you have to pronounce it, learn to pronounce it.
Well, would there be any translation from the Sanskrit?
Well, the translation would not give the indication of what it is.
Uh-huh.
You see, the pineal gland is making that sound already. Now, in your nostril, there's a sound going on in your nostril. And that sound, if you were to give it some physical word, it would sound like... Now, if I wanted to write that down, the only thing I can write down is Hamsa. Or soham, but that would be an incorrect way to indicate that sound. Now, if I wanted to give a meaning, all I can say is I am, I am, I am, I am. So the word soham, when translated from the Oriental language into English, means I am. So an English professor says to me, what big difference if I breathe in and breathe out? What makes the I am? I am the breath then. See, the thing is, the sound itself, and since man has a tendency to want to communicate that sound by his voice, This is what the ancient sages are calling taking it in vain. If he would bring his mind in alliance with the sound, then he would be hollowing it, then he could beam it. And creation is an ultrasonic form of concentration. Now Jesus demonstrated this when he was standing at the grave of Lazarus. He said, "Lazarus, come forth." Then he turns around and says, "Father, I didn't have to say it in a loud voice, only because of the people around me." This shows a tremendous indication of the power of what is inferred. That if you understand the principle of the holy name, you can beam this thing like a laser beam with the intent, and it will do its work, and you don't have to shout to the world.
Had this experience with mental patients.
Isn't it true that in some, as we progress, the time will come when some future age that we will be able to use the word as a creative word, when we become co-creators with God?
Yes.
We'll create through the sacred word.
Well, let's get started.
We have a ceremony to go through yet.
We might as well go to the meeting and then we'll take the wedding ceremony.
Wedding ceremony,
bye. No, it's not. Immediate meeting. We're just 7 o'clock.
No, I don't mind if it's a
wedding ceremony.
We're going to have the initiates are really trying to stay meeting out. The meeting for the
The master is bringing in some form or manner, let alone people don't know of me. And when the masters do that, the first person to contact me or invite me is the master's contact. That person, I have an attunement with all the time. That person is the channel, because that's where the master connects me up with that area. So in the fellowship's work, I try to maintain that as a form of contact with each area I go into. But in the past few weeks in our group in Tyler, we've decided to call each one in the area the regional director of that area as a point of contact. When I came to Virginia Beach, it was through a girl that I met in South Carolina who told me her mother lived in Virginia Beach, was a member of the ARE, and would like me to come in this area. Well, they tried. And I know the Lord didn't work it out for them. Until at the last moment, and I did arrive, and that was sometime in the month of February. And this is my third return. Well, I've got to say the fourth time in Virginia Beach in 1 year. It is unusual for me to be in any one spot. Well, that person is Mrs. Hughes, Abby Hughes. And I'm here strictly because Master's Current worked through her to bring me here. And she was the first initiate. And by our rules in the fellowship, that person is our original contact. So that is on record in every one of the places. Now, we have one in Dallas as an initiate, which is the regional director, but now he's been moved up to the board of directors in the actual fellowship itself, in the board of trustees. So his name is Mr. King. Eventually, it is our wish that the regional directors become the ones that move into the board of trustees. And then they, in turn, working with the local group, and those that work around them would make up part of the local group and govern their own selves. We don't want to impose our will on no group. We want them to function totally within their own frame of reference and coordinate. So Mrs. Hughes is regional director for Virginia area. Now we have a corresponding secretary in every area to where news go in and go out, which we've assigned that a person work along. And in this area we have chosen Mrs. Trope, would you, to be the corresponding secretary to coordinate activities, whatever it's going to do, like in this preparation for my coming and working and sending the advance notice to notify us. We sure appreciate it, and I know my wife sure enjoyed that part. We thank you all. Now, someone, I know this area, every area collects money for my traveling funds, because it's very difficult for myself. I'd like to pay it my own way instead of you folks having to dig out. But we found that everyone wants to share. So each area has some person who collects and arranges that part. So they call that person the treasurer. And I think by agreement with myself and wife and masters, I think Mrs. Johnson Jean would make a good choice. Don't look around at you. And they're collect right. Every area is doing tapes because they want to keep a record of everything that goes on in the area. I mean, and we'd like to share these tapes around or whatever people want to buy them. So in this area, tape director is Mr. Trope. He's the only person who knows to arrange the tapes and get them all organized. Technical knowledge. Okay, that takes care of the people we are primarily in contact all the time. That doesn't say the others are not going to be in contact with us. But
we'll have plenty of jobs for you.
Yes.
John,
I got to be really thankful that Virginia Beach has produced such a wonderful person.
New York.
Like yes. We have experienced tremendous differences in the people that come from various areas to Tyler. And we are very impressed with those that come from Virginia Beach. They have something that Casey's work has done for them. They've laid the groundwork for them to understand the master's work. And we're very happy to see that in John.
I certainly notice the difference in the other people.
Yeah.
The attitude.
Even if I step on his feet once in a while.
Well, I don't know what we would have done with that bow and sitting there and John. And John is still carrying on the work here.
I'll be blushing in a second.
We're going to make your traveling orderly. Like Mutananda, yes, he's traveling troop.
Can this be our mascot?
Yeah. Anyway, each area they have meetings, and there is always an open meeting and a closed meeting. Isn't that true? The closed meeting is for the initiates to get together and meditate solely, which I hope every area is doing, because that is the primary purpose of the group meditation. At that night, on the closed meeting, once I know the night is assigned, my consciousness is attuned. And at that night also, I hope every time it's done, there's a rotation, because each one in that group will get the blessing from the Master's grace. So no one is in a position to say that he's hogging it up, because we want everyone to share in that grace, to be a channel at that night for the initiates. We hope this can work for everyone so that we rotate that. The open meeting is different, because these are newcomers coming in, and this you can share among yourselves how you, if you want, you're busy one night or so forth. But in a initiates meeting, you would like it rotated among the initiates every time, so that they do get the grace to flow at that night, because the consciousness is locked in them.
Well, some of them, they do this rotation by alphabetical order, Some, they just work it out different ways according to how.
Well, you may have got billions of A's and no B's.
By rotation, do you mean go through the various homes?
No. Not necessarily the homes. If you have 25 initiates and the last name begins with B, then they go down the line. But most of us, our last names don't end with B, so one may be Jones, one may be Williams or Frank. If you take it in alphabetical order, and in that way, out of the 25, each time you have a closed meeting, one of the names will be, or the person will lead the meditation.
Well, they do it. Some of them do it.
That's what you mean.
You mean lead the meditation?
Yeah.
The channel.
Yeah, actually, the channel, yeah.
Oh, that's a good
one. Yeah. Now, if some person whose turn it is can't do it that night, Well, the succeeding person take it over, or else they trade off with somebody anyway.
Yeah, it's not a rigid thing. It's to give each one a chance to be a channel at that night. See, it's not me who wanted the initiates night meditation in the first place. This was brought into focus by the masters who gave an experience to some of the initiates in their own meditation and dreams and inner revelation that we should have an initiates meditation night. And they are the ones over the years have been asking for it. So it has been set up that way. I don't act until I'm directed. So, and in this way, since each person will have a chance to be a channel, then you can rotate it alphabetically among yourselves.
To act or whatever.
Whatever you want to do. And you'll be strangely surprised. It's the masters who will do the selecting if you draw lots too.
Mm.
So don't, nothing to worry about. It's just a matter of being a channel at that night. Now, we've been noticing one more interesting thing, that when people send funds to us, they write it down to Adan Ole, please don't send funds to me. Make any payment to the All Faith Fellowship. It isn't that I would not accept it, but I can't accept it under the circumstances in which I'm associated with the fellowship. It must be made out to the All Faith Fellowship. You see, I have a vow to myself. I don't want to be paid for my services in any way, shape, or form to the fellowship. And when checks are made to me, it puts me in an embarrassing position. I'd rather they be made out to the All Faith Fellowship. And that way, I know the fellowship is being taken care of. I would contribute my own out of my own pocket when I work. So that's another thing. As far as tithing, again, it's all in our faith fellowship. So you have a legitimate way to check your own self if you want to have Uncle Sam rebate you in some way, shape, or form. See, I was told by someone in Tyler that you can write off your donations, and even if you don't want to have it rebated to you in your name, you can still rebate it back to the All Faith Fellowship. You see, if you don't even want to claim your refund on it, the taxman says you still can send it to the fellowship. Even if you got 20% return and you don't want to claim it back because it's a donation given to the church or something, and you write that off, and they rebate you, even that, you can still put it back in that name. And he says that will free you from the guilt feeling that you are getting a return from Uncle Sam for giving a donation. And this is legitimately legal from the law. So in that way, we kind of cleared up with most people who have that mental problem.
Even though you have sent checks to Adana, it's been endorsed All Faith Fellowship, and you are listed as contributors on our records. Some of them have been getting a little bit of experience in how we keep that. We make all the donations tally according to bank deposits, according to your check, CPA, letter and accountant audits the books. And they're open to anybody any time they want to see them.
Okay, I think that takes care of most of the basic things we want to announce about the fellowship and this regional area. I want to take this opportunity now to thank everyone instrumental in making the lectures a success and getting this place all fixed up by the grace of God. And tonight,
I think the other trust everybody else, sure, standing ovation. Sure,
right, you should.
In behalf of everybody here, I think I should express to Madonna. In behalf of everybody here, I should think I should express to Adonna and his good wife our very deep appreciation of their coming here and giving their time and their remarkable talent for a great blessing for all of us.
Thank you.
This is our privilege. Thank you, Master.
There are a few questions that do come up, and I think if I'm in order to say it. One, every group has a problem with the healing technique, right?
Yes.
Okay. To avoid all future complications, Master, like myself, I like to make it simple. Take all the names of the people, put them all in one box, put it there and just sit around, and each person sit in his own chair where he wants to sit and raise his left hand and stretch out his right hand towards the box, if the box is on the table and wherever you are, with that attitude, and repeat your particular mental vibration. So if you got 100 names in there, don't bother to call their names no more. Their names are in the pot. And just say, divine will flowing through me will do whatever it is, eliminate, dissolve, rebuild our strength. So on forth, that's it. By the way, you eliminate all complications. So if you have a name to bring and you want to put it in the box, put it in the box, and you don't have to empty the names out, you just keep adding to it. Because more prayers you give them, the more they get. And don't forget your own name. We all need it too, you see. So that makes it a whole lot simple for everyone. So you like to put it there and just repeat it. And I think you would have had no complications. Because I know if someone sits in the chair and then you have 100 hands reaching out for him, before you know the poor fellow will be down on the floor.
For yourself at home, we have, if you wish to do like we have in our home, we have a Bible open in practically every room in the house.
Yeah.
Because when you can see the vibrations that emanate from those Holy Scriptures, you want them pouring out as much as possible. And I keep all my children, grandchildren, and special friends, or anyone special for whom I'm praying, I keep them in my Bible. And just go by and just stop and put your hands in there. Oh, thank you, Lord.
You got room enough for my name?
Yes.
I got a mighty big Bible.
I need it.
About a dozen of them. And it does something. Just pass by and put your hands on them. Soak up a few of those vibrations, those vibes.
You see, we all need help. Even every initiate needs it. And if you know that others are praying for you, it gets your ego out of the way because you're praying for others. So if all your name is in there, don't bother. You got hundreds are praying for you. And you don't have to worry about yourself. You're praying for others. So I think the simplest way is take a box and just put the name of the person, put it in the box as you come in and just add to it. And therefore, at the initiates meeting, everyone can offer the prayer before going home. That can end the meeting that way. And try to make that meeting one of the least amount of conversation. Because in channeling, you have a whole lot of mental turmoil to combat in the first 2 hours, let alone, you know, when you come in to meditate. So you want your mind to be clear when you're going to an initiate's meditation, that you're going there to gather an alignment in consciousness, not only your area, but there are many in other areas who are lining up with you at the same time. You see? And the group in South Carolina is lining up. Possibly the one in Dallas is lining up. Myself and Tyler, Pascagoula, many other places are all lining up. So this is a tremendous alliance in consciousness. And many experiences can begin to happen in consciousness when this set up.
I would like you to make this clear now. Are you saying that even before the meditation, there should be less gossip?
Yes.
Come together for business purposes and get to the business.
Right. Get over the business first before the meditation. The meditation should be the honey, and it's the nectar that you're coming for. The business can be taken care of immediately and be true, but then get into that meditation and then end it up with that healing and carry that glow, that conscious light with you. I think that's what keeps us together as a unit. That's how you say that?
More important than not talking as much beforehand is not talking afterwards. Yogananda says it's just like punching a hole in a bucket of milk.
Yeah.
Every word you say after meditation.
It's like letting the whole thing out.
And then speaking of the box, we have at home a heart-shaped candy box.
You chose the heart because it's closest to your heart.
We haven't been going through this ceremony so much at home recently, but that's what I've had for years. It's a little bit battered now for many years. But Valentine's coming up, you'll find somebody to get you a heart-shaped box.
Yeah.
Well, I had a basket I had been saving for something, and that was mentioned. I thought maybe that's what I was saving.
Okay.
Yeah, people can have these at home in the basement.
You didn't know what.
Well, is there any other question anyone would like to ask?
While we're all here, could we have the translation of the chant that we make, the meaning of the words of the chant?
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om is hail, Namo the name. Hail to the name of the Lord, Bhagavati, Vasudevayam, eternal preserver of light.
Would you repeat the words?
Hail, Om, Namo is name or Nama is name. It depends on how you want to pronounce it, N-A-M-O or N-A-M-A, but it's Namo in the chant itself. Om Namo Bhagavati. There's where you get the word Bhagavan. Krishna was often called the Bhagavan. Christ was called Bhagavan or Lord.
The Bhagavad Gita.
The Bhagavad Gita is Song of God. So. Hail to the name of the Lord of God, eternal preserver of life, Vasudeva.
Okay.
See, God is light. And at an initiation, you are hooked to the light. Therefore, the invocation is invoking the current and the sound in yourself. So, you got that? Om Shivayam is hailed to the Lord as the regenerator. Because this is the regenerate life. The initiate life is a life of self-regeneration by self-effort. In other words, I ain't gonna meditate for none of you. You meditate for yourself. I can't do it for you, you know what I mean? Put it that way. This is a do-it-yourself process. Everyone will be doing it himself. He's given the keys. He must do it. Now, there's another chant which we... And we'll chant it tonight. It's called, Hey Bhagavan. and that's pronounced H-E-Y-A, and the last word is Bhagavan. It means, O Lord. Now that chant is a chant, it is done in a lament. You know the feeling of a lament? Mm-hmm. When done in that tone, it triggers the aspect of the mother principle of God. Because it's like the whole universe is summing up a wailing to the creative intelligence. So it's done in a lament tone. The other chants you're familiar with in English? Any other question?
I wanted to ask about healing. Somebody told me that unless you were some special person that you're not supposed to heal,
let me clarify that again for initiates. Initiates are not supposed to go out and convert anybody, let alone to go and offer their service to heal people. Unless they are asked, or they're told by someone that such and such a person is ill, would you pray for that person and think of that person, then the initiate can do it. But to go on his own and look up for somebody to pray for them and do it without that person asking, we are, in a sense, trying to take the shell off the chicken and not giving it a chance to grow. He needs that illness in some degree to gain an inner strength. Now, when someone makes a statement, we have such and such a friend and he's been ill, could your group pray for us or pray for him, or you would offer, well, maybe we could pray for him.
And if he doesn't know about it, how about that?
Well, in that case, you send a thought that he would ask.
Oh, you.
You see, you don't usurp the position of trying to jump the gun. If he would ask, it's in this respect, that's why Jesus said that when he went to a certain place, to these people I can do nothing. No one was asking for it. They didn't want it. And every person he did help asked in some sense of the word.
Suppose a person is desperately ill and can't ask.
Then however the information gets to you is a form of asking. You see? However that information comes to you, or the knowledge that that person is desperately ill, whoever brings that information to you is asking in proxy. Then the group can go ahead and do it.
That really isn't my question, though. But in this meeting, I understand that one time you were supposed to have a healing service. I wasn't here. Somebody
told me. The different vibrations she's speaking of.
I don't know really what I'm trying to ask.
You're talking about when you open up your apple.
No, no. Yes, you go.
There are four different types of.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Well, that's real too. All right, good. Now, those who have been initiated, they brought the apples, I know.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's look at some of them, and then we'll establish. The minimum time is about 3 months before we look at them. So has 3 months gone already?
Yeah.
No. So let it remain for a while. I will be back here on my way back through to Tyler, and that will give you about 3 months period then. We normally don't like to open them before 3 months because we want it to go through a certain condition to establish certain things.
Well, I thought this, but everybody else said open it.
Let me clarify that when the person is initiated and the apple, the minimum time is 3 months before you check it out. And if it is still going good and firm after 3 months, don't bother, just leave it there on the shelf. Surprise yourself for 3-4 years from now.
Well, what does it mean if it stays firm?
It's doing good. There are four ways it breaks down. It's not that you're better than the other person or somebody is worse than you. These are just four ways that the current is established in your brain with the Christ principle. One way, it will turn watery and mushy. And the water will not go away even for years. It'll stay, that little residue of water will still stay there. Peculiar phenomena. The next way, that's why they call it dissolving, it's the principle to dissolve. It represents the principle to dissolve. The next way is that the apple will become a little squashy and get a, like a mold or powder all over it. So it's called powdery. That is the principle of eliminating. Now, a third way, the apple would actually shrivel hard like a prune, no water in it at all. Dried up, no powder of any kind. It'll just look like a hard prune. That is called the strengthening. Now, the fourth way, the apple will remain firm, wouldn't break down for 7, 8 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. Then it will start to break down. But after this past 7 months, it has established itself to rebuild. Now, there's a fifth way, which would be unusual, but not impossible. The apple would grow an extra quarter of an inch. The upper portion would be green, just like it's on the tree. The odor would be doubled its odor in the room. You'd smell it so strong you couldn't help smelling it. And that never breaks down. It remains like that all the time.
Oh, I smell mine all the time every time I enter the room.
Good!
Excuse me, but I even mention it to my husband.
All right. So keep it a non-tile word, because that apple indicates mastery of life over death. See, that's a frequency. These are five frequencies that a master has to achieve. It's in the five fingers. This is the earth frequency. This is mastery of life over death. This is the frequency to rebuild, or the water. No, this is the frequency to rebuild. This is the frequency to strengthen. This is the frequency to eliminate, and this is the frequency to dissolve.
Okay. So, can a person on any of these frequencies give a healing ministration?
Yes, he has this, because when he reaches out, the one is radiating out that he's attuned. But eventually he will be gradually working all five of them as he evolves himself in his meditation. All the five frequencies will start to flow out of his mechanism. But he first has to establish the frequency he came in on, then see how he's advancing in all of them. So he has something tangible to work with. Well, I think my wife wants to demonstrate now that the holy breath and its effects on alcohol, to see what the holy breath really can do and what a marvelous.
Is this someone's tea?
It's a cake.
Let somebody else break it over. Let's see.
I just broke it again.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's genuine. Believe me, it's genuine.
You'll begin to appreciate now what consecration is in the hands of an initiate at the Holy Communion.
Much faster for them, I bet it.
Yeah. Well, some, any gentlemen around here want volunteering?
We're going to have to
have
it
a
little more in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty good. We can put it back in. We won't throw it out.
After all the alcohol stuff.
Well, that reached your life. All right, look at it.
Is that enough for it to flow?
Someone want to read it? No, they won't just have to float there. Does it read?
I can't see. Where does it show the reading?
Well, maybe you have to get a little light. I want to see if it's been in there.
I
have worked on with this one.
usually
an initiate brought this and said this was
this is a high grammatical, whatever it is, you have to fill it up high and it sinks into the density
and floats to the thing.
Yes, it's got to be very much deeper.
But they had it all fixed up before, and I didn't do anything to just do the breath over it. I didn't even read anything.
Yes, it has to. It's the weight of it.
You
need a deeper glass or something. You need a glass for deeper.
Mercy, let's just put it back in the box.
Right.
Yeah.
Only if it doesn't fall down the bottom.
No, it will all the way down. It does look like the Scotch bottle to get it out. This is the more valuable.
I strangle the top and it won't get through it.
That will be stressed so much if the whiskey will cause it to all blow. How large is that thing?
No. But you can't read it. Liquor does cause such complications.
Well, we got a glass then. We're easy to pour the thing in the glass and see it.
Dave, will you go upstairs and get a tall glass, a clear one, please? Or some tall container. Sort of narrow. Small diameter. Sort of small diameter.
It's all right.
But tall.
Yes.
Well, she has a notice.
Well, y'all heard the little story I tell in connection with this about some initiate's experience. Well, Dana was way on the job, and here I am with this group of initiates, you know, to try to work with while he's gone. And trying to explain some of these things to them. So one day I said, in desperation, I said, oh, bring some liquor with you. I said, I'll show you something. Somebody bring it. I don't want to touch it. Bring some cups. And so I had him pour out one cup that I did the breath over. And then a little bitty taste, each one of them in a little cup. And I did the breath. And so that it made just one registration, and initiates know what I'm talking about. They tasted that, they tasted their own little taste in their cup, and they could taste the difference that was made in it. So I told them, see, if the holy breath will have that much effect on something as gross as liquor, how much more effect will it have on this extremely delicate responsive instrument, which is the human body that has so much of the divine consciousness working in it? So that they could realize that this is not just a psychological something or other that we tell them to do, or that the masters have given us to satisfy the mind, you know, that something is occurring. It's actually...
She's got everywhere.
So you got a glass of water, a cup of water inside. You need to get those roses. Have you got your red roses and white roses? Yeah. Okay. You want to give
where do they come from?
The red rose to Bill and the white rose to you.
Me too?
And I will help.
You two folks are in
it? It's about going back.
You two folks?
Yes.
Did I get you
that? Those are to be marked. You need them in front here. So make it easy for everybody.
You can make it if you got enough food. I have it. This one Mary made. Herself. You have to put them on the tray. She baked it.
Oh,
Yeah, we need that person because we need the
Yeah, right.
Go like this, it looks like the same man.
There's the flashlight.
Either way,
Where's the flashlight?
Just gave it to Larry. I like to go
to the road.
I
think that
comes closer. I'll see if I can move it in further.
All right, Russ. I want to shave it off.
Okay.
The drive room is on the left side, and then the driver is on the right side.
Just don't push my chair.
All you folks sitting around here grinning, we should have charged you.
We're sending a bank over.
In a payment for nothing.
Now, do you want to just to lift this round over there and you stand under that?
Yeah, this would be better if I can look this way.
Yeah, well, honey, look, what we'll do, we'll get a couple of the fellows over here and get them to lift this where it's right like that, and Tracy can sit right there so Dana can stand here on the light. He has to read this.
Good idea.
Okay, somebody on the other end?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Watch the wires.
Want to go forward?
Turn it around. Watch the attitude. I think it's going to have to be down at the end of that table there. Because the couples have to stand on here. So.
Set it this way.
That's it. Now, honey, you going back there. Watch this. Wait. Watch this.
Just take it in the way of the person.
Yeah. Our wires, though, honey. Look, the wires across. Can you take the microphone off just a moment?
No, we get it.
Oh.
Souls who are joining themselves in divine union to pursue the spiritual path, the physical harmony, and the mental balance. May your presence, grace, be here present now as we are joined together in mutual spiritual marriage. Please close your eyes and let's meditate on these thoughts. There are several principles upon which successful marriage is based. Father, make this occasion holy and lasting in their hearts and minds. Unite them in thy sacred bond of divine love. Be the witness of this ceremony. The principles upon which successful marriage is based are unconditional love, friendship, helping each other, and spiritual living are the factors that make marriage harmonious and happy. These principles are embodied in your marriage ceremony and vows. realize that God and the Holy Ones are present and are witnessing your marriage ceremony. May the groom offer his red rose to the bride and repeat while holding it. Dear beloved, I offer you this rose, as a symbol of my love, for you. Look into each other's eyes, please.
A love.
I will express.
By kindness.
Respect.
Faith.
And trust in you. Until the end of life. The bride offers her white rose to the groom, holding on to it and looking to the eyes. And repeat, Dear beloved, I offer you this rose as a symbol of my love.
For you.
A love. I will express.
By kindness.
Respect. Faith.
And trust in you.
Until the end of life. Keep these petals as a reminder of this bond. Now, place the hands as you exchange the roses. And stretch the hands out. Over the fire.
My hands.
Incense is the symbol of the eternal fire of God's love, melting two souls into one soul, two minds into one mind, two hearts into one heart, two loves into one love, two lives into one life. Repeat after me by looking into each other's eyes. I am thine, thou art mine. So that we may merge into God. Body.
Mind and soul.
To be purified into cosmic love.
For all mankind.
We will cooperate with each other. So that we may harmonize with the laws of truth.
We will love each other.
So that we may know
God's love.
We will merge our desires for the highest common good.
We will love each other unconditionally.
Through our love,
we will forgive each other always.
We will love each other. In order to be loyal to divine love. May our half souls
join into the one spirit of God.
We aspire to bring souls on the earth plane to worship God
as newborn souls.
May our children serve as spiritual ushers
to bring other souls back from delusion's home
into the eternal freedom in God. May we love each other unselfishly, ever increasingly, until our love Become the love of God.
Become the love of God.
And the Master's.
And the Master's.
We aspire. To be united.
By spirit.
And by the bonds of inner liking.
Mutual intellectual
affinity.
And physical attraction.
We will never cease
to be friends.
Even if our bodies are parted by death
or
other circumstances. We are united. To fulfill the law of creation. And through our perfect love
to find the perfect love of God.
Since we don't have rings, we exchange it here. By holding the hand instead.
I, Bill.
Dave, June, Louise. As my wife.
For worse.
And for better. To love.
Honor.
Cherish.
Till death do us part.
I'm going to reverse now. I, Jean, Louise, Take thee, Bill.
For worse or for better.
As my husband.
To love.
Honor and cherish.
Till death do us part.
By the power vested in me, pronounce you both man and wife. And in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Masters, they also pronounce you man and wife. And a symbol of their testimony, these petals, is their blessings on the marriage. Now we come to the spiritual part of the Father ceremony. Father is a symbol of divine will. It is also the flame and the spiritual aspiration in man for union with the divine will. Before we do the ceremony, we can kiss goodbye. Now the men will repeat after me. And when they repeat, as soon as you finish, you throw the match into the fire. Prajapati. Prajapati.
Prajapati.
Rishir.
Anastap.
Chanda.
Chanda.
Soma.
Devata.
Patio. Kanya. Purina. Yana. Japi. Bini. Yoga. Put the stick in the fire. And the women are the repeat. Prajapati. Rishi. Devi. Pai. Jati. Chanda. Patir. Devata. Katapada.
Katapada.
Ravatin.
Bini.
Jog.
Jog.
All the group will chant now. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget thee, I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee, I will never forsake thee. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Now it's customary when the bride and bridegroom leave their home to go and get the paternal blessing of the parents. But since there are no parents here, myself and my wife will act as proxy for the parents. And we give the blessing of the father and mother consciousness upon the daughter and the son. And now you give back the blessing to your parents who made it possible to come to this world so that you can find your soulmate. Blessing of light.
Roses, roses, roses.
Roses to the left, roses to the right, roses front and behind.
Roses, roses, roses. To use the pendulum, get it is best to have for your chain something that does not conduct electricity, and for the weight to have something that does conduct electricity. Wrap the length of the chain around the index finger until you have a length of about 3 to 4 inches. That way not as much energy is required. We are dealing with the electromagnetic forces of the being. Also, we are communicating with the subconscious self, which has control of the survival, or which deals with the survival of the physical mechanism. That is its job, to keep the physical mechanism alive and functioning at optimum. It is also the repository of the karmic influences that will have their play, we might say, during this physical incarnation. It will be operative during the physical incarnation. If you are right-handed, hold the pendulum in the right hand and any object to be tested in the left hand, or touch it with the left hand. If you are left-handed, reverse this procedure. Master Yogananda said that anyone who is left-handed has so rebelled at something in a previous lifetime that they reversed their polarity.
Yeah.
Now that doesn't mean that you rebel in a bad way. You could rebel against tyranny. You could rebel against you know, things like that. But you did it to such an extent that you reversed your polarity.
I thought the people that have folks.
Ambidextrous?
Right.
Well, they're just pretty special.
Really?
They present sort of a problem in some respects, too. But there will always be a dominant hand and a dominant eye. Now, ordinarily, the negative forces of the universe flow in through the left hand, and positive in the right. We deal with them with the right, ordinarily. If you're taking, here's something to remember. Take in money, receive money with your left hand, pay it out with the right. That kind of keeps the flow going. If you're left-handed, try to get normal as quickly as possible.
Too late.
It worked that.
They change.
Do not change a child. That's one of the worst things you can do. Because that changes the dominant eye. And the dominant hand, they no longer work together, and that's what's the matter with many of our youngsters having difficulty in reading, things like that.
Of course, a lot of emotional difficulties and stuttering and physiological difficulties in the body.
Should not be done at all. Master Yogananda also said something else a little interesting. He said that red-headed people had become so angry about something in a previous life that they literally blew their stack. Here again, that doesn't necessarily mean that they were bad in doing so. Again, it could have been seeing a loved one tortured, you know, or something like that. We don't know why. But I'll tell you something funny, too. One time a friend of mine wanted to dye a tint my hair. She forgot to ask me if I had red-headed people in my family, which I do on both sides. And my hair came out red, 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 red. And I tell you, when I looked in the mirror and saw that red hair, it did things to me. I must have been red-headed in previous life. Now then, the physical body, I mean the subconscious mind also has charge of the memory banks that have painful memory associations. Because anything that is painful to us is construed as being against survival. Now then, Adana gives you, or has taught you something about image therapy, or you've heard him talk about image therapy. That's the process of dissociating this memory from pain, resolving it, letting the memory go into the proper memory banks, which is the conscious mind memory banks, and releasing the flow of energy that this painful memory has tied up in the subconscious, and allowing it to be released for a use of the body day by day. Because the subconscious mind, anything that is painful that has happened, it will hold back that much energy of the energy that flows through you every 24 hours, just in case that ever happens again. It holds that back in reserve. So you need to get rid of these painful memories, free up that energy, and let it balance. See, it'll be balanced out, freed up then. Now, and using the pendulum, you can learn to communicate with the subconscious. Here again, the subconscious also is a separate entity to a certain extent. The kahunas of the Hawaiian Islands call it the little self. And St. Francis of Assisi called it Brother Donkey. And it is very much like this in its responses. It is quite intelligent, yes, but it is inductive in its intelligence. It is not deductive. Anything that happens to hurt you, say if you hear the telephone ring, someone laughs in a peculiar tone of voice, or you know, kind of a trill or shrill voice, and you're eating something at a particular moment, and say somebody dropped something on the foot, and it's very painful. All of those things at that particular moment that the five senses perceive, even the temperature of the room, will be construed as against survival, because that's what the five senses is perceiving at that moment of injury. So any time that you get into that situation, or is nearly the same situation again, you start getting nervous and jittery. You know, you want to do something about this. You don't know why. Your reasoning mind tells you there's nothing perhaps to be nervous about at all. But the subconscious bells are ringing, you know, and red danger flags going up and all like that. Because this is an identical, almost, situation as to when something painful happens. Now, Betty Kelly over here has learned how to communicate with her subconscious to a remarkable degree, and she can tell you about a book that helps that way. But this is a little bit different situation. Now, we're going to learn to test foods, things that are good for the physical body. Now, first, let's learn how to determine the response that our pendulum is going to give, because it is different with some people. It's not always the same with everybody.
Is this what you did with the last one? I was wondering if you could use with that to measure the size of
it. It can be used for practically anything that your physical body will touch. And of course, since we are of the earth, there are some things that we're more responsive to. Now, we do not use the pendulum as a Ouija board to say, should I sell my stock tomorrow, you know, or what shall I give Aunt Sophie for Christmas, or something like that. We can get in trouble if we do that, because we'll leave ourselves open then to contact entities on the other side. Now, first, just hold your pendulum and ask it to show you the type of movement it will make for yes. Now, when you do this, do not concentrate your attention so much on the pendulum as you are thinking of your question, and you merely observe the pendulum. You get the distinction there?
Mm-hmm. You have to keep your feet apart?
Oh, thank you. When we do this, we should not let the left side touch the right side. This is one time you don't let the left know what the right's doing. Now, when I started learning this, I just had the blank sheet of paper, and I asked to make the movement that would mean yes for me. Because your subconscious may have a little bit different symbology worked out.
You also ask that each time you use it so you can be sure that it's always the same.
I hadn't thought of that, Betty. That might be a good idea for a while until you just thoroughly, you know, in the groove.
It's quite a strong movement. This thing went flying. You're supposed to.
Sometimes it does when one. Now, there are times when the vitality is low, when you're tired, you won't get as strong movements as you will when it is. And now, you're holding it over your hand. This time, let's hold it over the paper to ask it for movement. See, show me what movement. And if you say it aloud, you have to watch or your breath will influence movement of the pendulum. Now that's for yes.
Right.
Okay. That's yes for you. That's yes for you.
Good night. Look at her dancing.
Mm-hmm. Now sometimes you have the pendulum at first, the energy will be sort of erratic,
yeah,
you know, and it before it settles down into emotion. So you need to check yourself any number of times on this for a while until you absolutely are really and truly communicating with the subconscious, because it's sort of like a mischievous little boy, you know, he likes to play tricks on it. It just doesn't know whether it's going to like this game or not. And you have to work with it. It's sort of like an animal, you know, that you're going to teach to, if you've ever trained your dog or any animal like that, you'll find that it'll jump around, you know, and so on and all until it gets the idea.
You know, my husband has tried and can't
get any response at all. Dan and I have worked with people like that. As a rule, well, sometimes it is what they're using. If it's someone else's object, or they need to hold it in their hand for quite a while, or there's a mental block there about something like this. And it varies with every individual. It just takes working with the individual, but I've never seen anyone yet that couldn't get to use it. All right, now you establish. Now your subconscious might want to do no first, Just like some children, you know, you tell them to do something, no! You know, when they're about 2.5, 3 years old, no! And you have to kind of coax them and work with them. And you do this, you go through first yes, then no, then neutral. You want to write these down? Yes, no, neutral. Maybe, meaning, well, it could be okay. And then doubtful, meaning it doesn't seem to be like it's going to be good or it's probably not good. Those are the movements you want to establish.
What was that? Yes, no, neutral, maybe?
Yes, no, neutral, maybe, and doubtful.
Maybe
okay. Well, not exactly. Okay is not exactly the same. That would be more yes. Maybe would be, in certain instances, it could be good, but it's just a little not very strong good at this time, see. And doubtful is doubtful that it will be good. And it would probably be best to avoid or not to do right now.
Tend to foods, right?
Hmm?
For foods,
yeah.
Eating different types of food.
It's only for foods,
food, right?
Mm-hmm. Food, vitamins. Oh. Now, food supplements. Now then, see, right now we're doing this. Later, Betty Kelly has gone in this, and I've gone in this. I found out my subconscious didn't like a number of things I did at all. And it can kind of jar you, I tell you. It can kind of shake you up, some things you learn about yourself. But we won't go into that now. It's best to learn one, take one step at a time. Now then, we also need to establish the movement that the pendulum will take for to indicate that something is constructive. And then, of course, the opposite of that, the movement it will take for something that is destructive. Now, do not think that your pendulum must move the way my pendulum moves. Work with yours. Try to do it when you're fresh and work with it a number of times. I think it took me about 60 days before I was really and truly satisfied with mine. But of course, I was going into some things about the subconscious more so than just food. So don't be discouraged and think you can't do it, because you can. Sometimes you need to change the pendulum. Sometimes your body simply will not work with what you chose to be a pendulum. Many times we find that that's the case. Just doesn't like it, won't have it, won't do it. That's it. Just might as well give up on it and do something else.
Would a pearl be all right? Sometimes.
Anything. I have found I can use anything. Now, not everybody can. Some people have to use different things.
Wood?
Possibly, yes. Many people use a wooden, I've seen them use a wooden cross, you know, on a thing, or a little chunk of wood just as efficiently.
It wouldn't be a doctor, though, would it?
That's right, but some people's subconscious don't pay a bit of attention to that. And I haven't been able to do enough research on it yet to determine why this is. Sometimes I'm sure it's has to do with some association, you know, with that object or something made of that object, as to why it will prefer it or not use it. And so this is something. Now I'll show you a little something after you have established the movements of what it will do. Sometimes you need to give it a little help. Like, take something that you know has been proven to be beneficial of the body. Maybe the subconscious needs a little help in determining what you mean by good. You'd be surprised at what a vague idea our subconscious has of some of these things because of something that has happened when we were a youngster, that we got confused over the meaning of these things. We have no idea that we're confused inside. And sometimes you learn that there is confusion about this, and it immediately you see how to clear up some problems you've been having in your thinking or your affirmations or why certain things aren't working for you.
I put it over Sanka today. No, I put it over Adamo's tea. Yeah.
I'll tell you something I have done. I have taken pictures of the masters to people who didn't know these individuals, but who did a lot of this. And I mixed them in with my children's pictures and, you know, and so on and all. And then I go completely out of the room and ask them to check these things and give me the will pattern and vitality pattern and personality pattern. When I come back, who is this? Oh, my pendulum went wild. I never saw it do like this before, you know, when you go over a master. They just, so, you can have a lot of fun with it. Now then, to determine the will pattern, which you all have asked me to show you, you hold the hand out straight, like this, with the pendulum over it. Now the will pattern, first it will start swinging up and down like this. Now you consider the hand as if it were a clock, with 12 o'clock up here at the tip of the middle finger. It'll start swinging up and down first, and then it will change. And you estimate the point at which it's pointing, whether it's 2, 2:30, 3, 1:30, or something like that. And that gives you your will pattern.
What does that mean?
Most people fall between around 2:30 when you're going when you're on the path. Now, the closer you can get to 12 o'clock and straight up and down constantly, that's the closer you are to the master pattern, because they are one with God. And that corresponds sort of to straight up and down the spine, too. See, the flow of energy is as it should be, like that. Now, you hear something, though. Someone like Hitler was also straight up and down.
But the wrong way.
That's right. Hitler could have been one of the greatest men. He was destined to be a master, but he let himself, he did some things he shouldn't. Now then, when you ask for the personality pattern, well, first ask for the vitality pattern. Now that you judge, yes, first is will. The vitality you judge according to the vigor and the extent of these circles that it takes. The closer to the center, the less vitality. Also, if it's very slow in moving, there's not as much energy flowing. And if a person has a very small little swing, little circle like this, that person is extremely inhibited some way or other. Something has really bound the energy up. They have possibly a traumatic birth or immediately after birth experience, or possibly the mother suffered a lot of trauma or anxiety or worry or something during the gestation period. Yes, it will make a circle. But now you haven't worked with it enough. Don't try to check those things until you've established your pattern, you know, your other things. And unless you're familiar with using it, why you maybe shouldn't check that. I'm just telling you how to do it.
Will it say something, whether it goes clockwise or counterclockwise?
Yes, I wouldn't let it hang that long. I would hold it down, because it'll take a lot more of your energy.
And does the direction make a difference? It. Say counterclockwise or clockwise, does she?
Yes. I'll explain some more of those things. If it's swinging counterclockwise, that means that the energy is being depleted very rapidly by something. Now then, when you ask the personality pattern to get it to flow, get it going, now see, it'll start out in a circle, and then you'll see it change. Now there's one. There is another swing. Now here is another distinct swing.
What is this pattern? Personality.
And then it's going back into a circle, and then it will start the others. I have three emotional hang-ups I have to work on.
Is that what that means?
The number of the changes in those patterns tells you the number of problems, of specific problems. May and Taurus.
What date, Mother?
Eighth.
That was my mom.
That quick fountain.
That's all right. It's good to find out. Then eventually you can find out what they are and get on to it. If I knew that this was just an extra apple and not one that had been used last night, I'd use it. But I don't know.
I'll maybe leave
the Garden of Eden. Probably see you let us stay here.
All right, now I'm going to see whether these bamboo shoots are good for me or not. Now then, what you're judging at the time that you do this is how the body is at that moment. Mm-hmm. Now I want to know if
you have to put on top of your palm.
Yes. Well, you can touch it.
It's the whole thing. Hold
it. But ordinarily, it's a little easier.
How would you determine whether that was, fresh or the can? Because there's two different types, right?
Well, I'm thinking, is this can?
This particular can.
Uh huh. Yeah. Okay. Now, that would be whether it would be good for me to eat today. Whether it would agree with my body today. And it would be all right for me to eat it.
Why? It went in a circle. That's all right.
It went in a clockwise circle, which is a constructive movement for me.
Oh, for you.
For me, this is a constructive movement.
In other words.
But it might not. Always clockwise is constructive, and counterclockwise is destructive. That's one thing that doesn't change.
The constructive is clockwise.
Unless. Now, if your pendulum tries to tell you opposite, then you've gotten confused about something sometime or other as a youngster, as a small youngster, about those two words. You would have to choose some other words to work with until you could get that worked out.
Constructive or clockwise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Margaret, when I was getting a movement from maybe, it went counterclockwise.
Well, now, that possibly could be for the shade of meaning that maybe has for you, see. Now, for me, maybe means... always that it may be all right considering certain things, and doubtful, see, means to me that it's probably not all right.
Wow.
Now that's how it works with me. Now you have to work these things out, these nuances and variations of meaning there. You have to work out for yourself. And all right, now this works fine for me right now.
How about some pepper?
Yeah,
some salt. Get some salt.
Let's see if we have. All right, now this is something. See, it starts. Wait a minute, let me hold it this way. Now then, is this all right for me to eat right now? That's what I'm thinking. Well, see, it's sort of neutral. It's not going to do anything for me, but it's not going to hurt me particularly either. See? So that's neutral. Now then, here are some different herbs. And when I'm checking out blends for people, and this is one of the things that this happens to be. This is, looks like it's basil here. No, this is buku leaves. These are buku leaves. I think that's such a funny.
What's
name.
That for?
Huh? From the buku tree. That's just what I wanted. It's they are wonderful cleansers. They really are, and sort of a tonic. I always heard this expression, bukus or so and so, meaning quite a few of something. And B-U-C-H-U, buku.
You brew it as a tea?
Uh-huh. Now then, right now, I don't need this. See? My body doesn't need it.
Is that a no?
That's a no for me.
How many different ways can it go besides around and that way, back and forth?
Can go straight up and down.
That would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You mean the direction of its swing would be a different edge or a finger? Mm-hmm. Like 12 o'clock.
Yes. Now, right now, see, back and forth like that means no for me. I should not take it. It's cutting across. Ordinarily, and if you're checking someone else, ordinarily you sit, maybe you better write this down. If you're going to check someone else, it's best to sit directly opposite them, facing them.
Oh.
And have their hand extended out to you. See, like I would be straight opposite.
But then you have to reverse, don't you, the direction?
No, let me have your hand. No, your left hand.
On the left hand?
Now, when you're working with someone else, do not allow that person's legs to touch or their hands, you know, to touch over like this or anything. The left side stay on the left and the right on the right. Now then, come over a little. Now, when you're checking someone else, put your fingertips on their pulse. Now, if she were left-handed, are you, by some chance? I would check her right hand. But I'd still use my same hands like this. And it's gotten to the point I still use the left hand. But it didn't work for a while until I got to where it was just so, worked so that I didn't have to consider those things. But now then, we're going to find out if dooku leaves would be good for you right now. And they are, see. They would help to build your body vitality.
Well, do you use your responses when you're testing somebody else?
Yes, because I'm using my pendulum.
Right.
See. And what is happening here, there is, you might say my subconscious is communicating with her subconscious and is relating back to me in our terminology.
Mm-hmm. That's marvelous.
Well, let's see how you respond to burdock root seed right now. Now, always you must keep in your mind a very clear, concise, and short a question as possible. And make it just as clear and concise as possible. Now, I want to know, see if burdock root seed would help your vitality right now. No. You don't need it right now. So when I'm blending tea for someone, I go through them. It'll take me anywhere to check a person out from an hour to 2 hours to work out things for them. The cell salts particularly are what I call their personality tea.
The cell salts?
Yes. Now then, I'm going to show you something about the cell salts because this is very important. The cell salts correspond, the basic cell salts correspond to the astrological chart.
Oh.
I don't
You have a basic cell salt for each month.
We just had a guess or catch on the tape.
Cell salts correspond to astrological chart, right?
Yes, the cell salts, the basic cell salts correspond to the astrological signs. For each sign of the zodiac, there is a specific cell salt.
What do they look like?
I'll show you in a minute. Now then, the Chinese started this, and it has been proven correct, that the sperm takes 3 months to form in the father's testicles. Then the 9-month gestation period in the mother's body makes you what they say a year old when you're born. That's why they say they're a year old when they're born. Now, 3 months in the father's testicles for the sperm to form, then after being deposited in the mother's body, the 9 months gestation period. Now, while the sperm is in the father's body, it cannot accumulate very many of the cell salts for the months that it is being formed. When it is put in the body of the mother, and the baby body then begins to build, it builds the cell salts as a reserve for that body during the gestation months. So, the body is more or less deficient in the cell salts during the time that the sperm was being built in the father's testicles. And we find it prove out over and over again that practically everyone needs some of those salts for a while to build back the reserve in their body. Now, if in a case like mine, I was a 7 months baby. So that makes me 5 months of the year, or five of the signs that I was deficient in, that I had to take for a while. Now, it is very good to take the cell salts for at least a year to build up these reserves, particularly in nowadays, since there's so much pollution, processing of foods, and the foods just don't even have the elements in them to begin with because of depleted soils and chemical fertilizers.
CELL,
cell. All right, I was born in May. See, and I was born in the second. Let's see, no, it's figured in. They do it. There are three periods in a month. Mm-hmm. Yeah, three. Well, I was born in the second one. So I would be deficient even in May in the sign of Taurus. And I would also be deficiency in the sign for Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra.
So in the second decan of each of those, is that what you're saying?
So I was born in the second decan of June, so I'm deficient in Gemini, Cancer, and Leo.
And so forth. You can just count it out. Mm-hmm. You can count it up to the time when the formation began of the sperm. You can count back, see, and see what you're deficient in.
And would be that particular decan?
Well, no. Since you count the decan, now if I were born at the end of the third, I would have most of Taurus, see, already built into me. I would probably not be deficient. Yeah, but since I was born in the middle, well, I would be somewhat deficient for the cell salt for Taurus.
16th would have more of it.
That's right. So now, are you clear on that point? But you go ahead and check these out just the same, because there is the possibility that you have consumed a number of foods. This helps to account for the craving people have for certain foods. See, their bodies know that they need these foods. They have elements in them that they need. And
how about, well, you can, of course, test the sugar. I notice when I have sugar, I get sick.
How about honey?
Well, do you have a tendency to diabetes?
No, it's in the family, but I have the sugar.
Well, you have what, then a low sugar tolerance, possibly. And
you quite probably
are deficient in the pancreatic enzymes and are not digesting the food properly.
I mean, this is my whole...
That tends to be it rather than diabetes. Most people get afraid of it, but if you will limit your intake of artificial carbohydrates, or artificial sweets, I should say, and stick to the natural fruit sugars and honey, and work on certain things that feed that build the pancreas, and go on a cleansing diet and try to work that out. Now, I've taken people through a series of the cell salts. Now, for example, one young woman had such severe menstrual difficulty that when her period would come over on her, she would have to be just absolutely anesthetized for at least one day. The cramps were so severe. And it took about 6 months to alleviate that. Cell salts and blackstrap molasses and kelp and some natural foods. Whereas they had worked with it medically for quite some time, they had not been able to relieve her. But her body was terribly deficient in three cell salts. Terribly deficient.
Yeah, I know. I thought the doctor was another lawyer. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Dr. Schussler, who developed these cell salts, prior to his death, destroyed his work, most of his work. Left us only the cell salts. Because that doctor could take and form minutely, and this has been attested to by people whom I respect, whose veracity I respect. He could form minute forms of any plant life, animal life, even human forms. He had learned the secret of creation. And he destroyed it. Mankind's not ready for it.
That's right. They fell into the wrong nation.
Mankind is not ready for it.
Well, there are only two copies of his book in the library. It's called The Salt of Salvation.
Well, though, of course, he left those. I mean, that's all right. But certain work that he did, certain research, he destroyed everything about it.
Spell that name.
E-L-L-E-R.
Some of the books. Now, what we use are homeopathic tinctures.
Of the, not tinctures, but tablets of the cell salts. And they're just little white tablets. This is where the expression, the little sugar pill, came about. Because the cell, what they take, they take this substance and they grind it with sugar of milk. They put in a certain amount of the substance and a certain amount of sugar of milk. They grind it and grind it so many revolutions until it becomes so finely powdered, and that's called a certain potency. And these happen to be 6x potency. They've been ground, I think, 6,000 revolutions, I believe it is. Your 12x potency would be 12,000 revolutions. And then the little tablets are made. And each time you add a certain more percentage of sugar of milk to this, so that when you get up into like the 200 potency, you have almost the substance in its atomic essence. And the higher the potency, the fewer of these you take, because the more effect it has on you.
Where do you get them?
I'll give you places where you can send off on them. They're very inexpensive. I think it costs about $2.40 for 1,000 of these
things.
They
carry them down at the health food store.
Do they?
Yeah. Good.
Also the other health food store.
Mm-hmm. They do?
Mm-hmm. But how would you know which one to...
All right, here's what you do. Get you a few, or some of you go together and buy the smallest size, you know, or something like that, or 100 or...
500.
Well, and then, you know, divide them among you. And use those to test. I mean, put you some to test with. Oh, mm-hmm. I'll show you how to do that.
Okay.
All right. Now, are there any questions so far?
When you said something about the man, you know.
Dr. Schussler?
No. About the man depleting this substance in his, you know, testicles.
Oh, about the sperm forming in the testicles.
That means that
not many of the salts are.
Have to take them, right? They have to take them.
Well, everybody should take them for their own physical health.
Even if it's past the change of life.
Yes. Uh huh.
You mentioned the young man. I don't know what the other.
Yes, everyone should take them to build up just the body for the body's sake. Now, couples, of course, people who are. Being parents should prepare themselves beforehand, before conception, of course, quite a while before conception, if possible. This is something that's very easy to give to children, incidentally. You have no problem giving this to children, because you can dissolve it, you know, and they don't even know they're taking it. And, of course, going back to the little sugar pill bit, you know, they used to say, well, oh, that doctor's just giving a sugar pill, you know. He's not giving you anything, really, because you take it and have it analyzed chemically. There's practically nothing but sugar and milk there, see? Because the other's in such a minute quantity that there's really not a sufficient test for it. But anyone that has used them will agree to that. Now, homeopathy was discovered back in 17-something by Dr. Hahnemann over in, I forget what it was, Belgium or Holland, I think it was Belgium. He found out that by using this very minute amount, tremendous changes could be brought about in the body. And then Dr. Schussler worked out the relationship of the cell salts. Now, homeopathy encompasses so much that we won't make any attempt to go into that, because that's just too involved. But the cell salts are something that are very beneficial. And I carry also 6 trace minerals that I find many people are deficient in. And if they do not have them at the Heritage Store, they could get them. Do you know whether they have those or not? Like copper and lead and zinc and tin.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
They did yesterday.
What did they call them?
Those are the trace minerals.
Before buying these things, Margaret, couldn't you hold it, the thing over it?
Mm-hmm.
But your need for these things can vary, so I would suggest that you all go together and get a set of them in the 6X and 12X potencies, particularly.
What are the six trace minerals?
The six trace minerals are, let's see.
Iron, copper,
zinc. Cuprum, which C-U-P-R-U-M, which is really copper. But that's the name for it. Plumbum, P-L-U-M-B-U-M, is lead. Stannum, S-T-A-N-N-U-M, is tin. N-U-M.
What is blood?
Plumbum.
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 Stannum. It's tin. Stannum is tin. Let's see. My finger got it.
Oh,
well,
you have to take them
every day. Oh, thank you. I'll tell you how to find out how you have to take them.
Must have come here with a trailer.
Somebody know what time it is. Anyway, we'll have to hang on.
25 after 2.
B-A-R-Y-T-A, I think is the name of that other, B-A-R-Y-T-A. Uh-huh, and then carbide, I think is the, wait a minute, let's see. B-A-R-Y-T-A, carbonate. This is found in the blood and the tissues.
How about iron?
That's on there. And then calcium iodide. That is iodine, see? Mm-hmm. And I've given you the other. Those are the six trace minerals that so many people are deficient in.
You take
those small. All right, I'll show you now in just a minute how you determine the need for them. But I was looking for the books I thought I had here that to suggest that you get. Now, if any of you can get yourself a copy of this little book on anatomy, Human Anatomy Atlas. Don't they have that at ARE?
I doubt that.
Well, you get it from C.S. Hammond and Company.
Oh.
Hammond's Human Anatomy Atlas. You can check your body out real good with that.
What is the company and the address?
It's C.S. Hammond and Company. And any bookstore can order it for you. It's a very small book, as you see. Well, this astonishes me about my cell salts books. I thought I had them. I guess they're down in there. I'll be looking for them in a minute. Let me give you something else here. Now, when you're wanting to find out which one of these you need, I just pick them up, put them in my hand, like so, and ask the question, do I need this? Does my body need this right now? All right, it's saying that my body does. Now then, I want to know how many I need to take at one time. Now ask that, hold that question in your mind. How many of these tablets should I take at one time? One tablet? Continuing to swing. Two tablets. 3 tablets? Well, I really need these, don't I? 4 tablets? 3 tablets, see?
Uh-huh.
3 tablets at a time.
When it changes.
As I counted, it kept swinging until I reached what I see, and then it changed swing.
Each one revolution is one pill? Is that the
idea?
No.
No.
It just is swinging, yes, until she
gets. All right, how many tablets do I need to take at a time? 1 tablet? 2 tablets? 3 tablets, 4 tablets, see?
See, how it changes at 4?
Uh-huh. All right, I need to take 3 tablets at a time. All right,
now
how many,
glass of water?
How many times a day? I'll tell you. How many times a day should I take these? One time? I started to say 2. See, my pendulum works so fast, it'll read my mind. It does, it reads your mind, because when you get to where it's so close. Anyway, all right, now I'll say, how many times a day should I take 3 tablets? 1 time a day? 2 times a day? 1 time a day is all I need to take it. Mm-hmm. All right, now how many days should I take it? Now remember, this is as my body is right now.
That's right.
How many days should I take this? As many as 7 days? No. All right, I should take 3 tablets once a day. How many days? 1 day? 2 days? 3 days? No.
2 days.
And that's what I would do. And you just go through the list like that.
Well, these are the cell salts, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are your.
And then I put them in little baggies. I take out the required number. I put a little tag in there that says what it is. And I put on there just a little bitty tab. Now I would put 3T, that would mean 3 tablets. 1X, that's 1 time a day, and 2 days, 2D. That's what I put on there, and then I just carry around my purse with me and take it.
This is what you take around for your own use, or you sell these?
No, I take them for my own use.
You have a trailer?
Uh-huh.
How many times do you check them with yourself?
I take them as directed unless I have a shock, you know, or something severe come along.
Well, how often?
If you do have something, a severe emotional shock or physical shock come along, well, then you need to check out again because the body's needs have altered.
You say once a week or once a month?
No, I would take it, we check ourselves out for a year, see, because you need to go through a whole year cycle very closely. And then after that, just when your body isn't feeling quite up to par. But really to rebuild the body, you should do it for a year. Everyone should. No, I tell you, that would get so involved. You know, now if you want to work with that, you can go.
Work with what?
She's talking about the transits to the planets and things like that.
Yeah, Genevieve.
That gets, you can go into it more deeply, but for people just beginning, see, and I have found that this works real good because the body is so designed that there's a margin for error. In fact, this whole universe is. If it weren't, kiddo, we just wouldn't make it. That's just all there is to it. Humans being what they are, we just wouldn't make it. And the body is so marvelously designed that we can put even an awful lot of junk into it. And still it can extract a lot of what we need and utilize it and throw the rest away unless some things have happened. And so if you give it even halfway what it needs, it's marvelous what the body can do with it. And let's see, there was something. Oh, when you take these, put them underneath the tongue and allow them to dissolve. Now, don't put a whole pile of them, a mixture of them, in your mouth at one time. Put just each different one and allow just, you know, for it to thoroughly dissolve. And I always take just a little sip of water before I put the next ones in. Now, sometimes at the beginning you'll find you'll need to take maybe something 8 times a day, 6 times a day. Well, you would take it at breakfast, at mid-morning, lunch, mid-afternoon, supper, and say a couple hours after dinner, If you had to take it 7 times a day, why take it just before you go to bed then? Or if you have to take it 8 times a day, take it then just as soon as you get up in the morning. And there's always an interval of dressing, possibly, before you eat breakfast, then mid-morning, see, and so on. You can figure it out like that. You can arrange them.
Mm-hmm. How many different kinds of cell salts are there?
The basic ones, there are 12 with 6 trace minerals that I gave.
There are 12 and they incorporate the 6 trace minerals?
No, the 6 in addition to the 12 basic ones. Now, many people don't need the trace minerals, particularly if you eat kelp, you rarely ever, ever will need the trace minerals.
See that? Good to know.
They're good to have now, particularly I use them, see, with my grandchildren and my patients. Of course, I give them to my patients, you know. And I generally charge to check somebody out completely on this. I have to charge, well, of course, if I'm checking them out otherwise, too, that's part of the treatment. But as a rule, it takes me, like I said, at least an hour to work this out for people, along with some other things I generally do. And I charge them along with their adjustment and so on. But I have to charge them extra for this. But, there's another thing I was going to tell you about this. You will find that your sense of well-being improves considerably. Many people are just so nervous and jittery, they're just utterly amazed at the difference in how they feel when they start cell salts. And like I say, some very severe physical conditions will respond just beautifully as a rule in 3 to 6 months' time. Now, sometimes there is a very dramatic response, but as a rule, it takes at least, about the very least, 3 months, and a lot of times 6, maybe even 9 months, maybe even a whole year for some types of conditions. But believe you me, they will respond.
How can we check out a 12, or how can we
just get together and
divide. If I were you, I would get, now I'm going to tell you why I would get the 6X and 12X potencies both. Oh, this, thank you for bringing this up. Now sometimes, now see, this is a 12X potency. Now if I happen to get the 6X potency of this, all right, let's see what 6X potency does here. Shows no, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. All right, the 6X potency is for the etheric body. The 12X potency is for the astral.
6X is for the
etheric.
I think that's the only one we need.
Well, I can give you the address where you can get the others.
What's 3 for?
Well, that's in physical.
Is there a book that you can use this?
Yes, I'm going to have to dig down in there.
The 12 is what now for?
The astral.
Will you give us the address, please, for ordering?
Mm-hmm. Mylan's Pharmacy.
Is for the physical. M-I-L-A-N.
M-Y-L-A-N, apostrophe S. Mylan's Pharmacists.
M-I-L-A-N.
M-Y-L-A-N, apostrophe S. Pharmacists. P-H-A-R-M-A-C-I-S-T-S. Their address is 220 O'Farrell, O, apostrophe F-A-R-R-E-L-L, Street, San Francisco.
And they have the 6X?
And that's 94102 zip code. You can get 6X and 12X from them.
Oh, good.
The 6X is the
etheric body? And the 12X is for
the astral body.
And about how much are they?
At the last time I ordered, they were $240,000. Now, I don't know whether they've gone up since then or not.
For which potency?
Either one, doesn't matter.
Adana's looking for a place to sit down.
I'm talking about where to order cell phones. Both of the health stores carry them here.
Well, that's what they said, but they said they didn't think they had but 6X potency.
That's right. They don't, because that's what I told them to carry most of the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I find that with the 12X potency, sometimes it's needed, and we'll do things just like many times I've found that they don't check for a certain thing in 6X potency, and I go to 12X, and they just check like crazy for it.
Maybe they'd be happy to carry some other things.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure they would if you'd ask them to. Uh-huh. So I think it would be, it's much more convenient than to have to order them in these tremendous quantities, because it might take years and years to use things up. So everybody would rather, really rather get them like that. And
thank you, Marvin.
There's one other thing. Now let me tell you about this.
We're ignorant of that.
On what?
The trace minerals.
Well, you do the trace minerals just like you do the other. But like I said, if you'll eat kelp, it's very seldom that you ever need the trace minerals. But now this...
And Phil,
I saw it in...
Inviting him to...
You mean the tablets?
The kelp tablets? Oh, let me tell you something. If you get kelp, calcium lactate, which everybody needs now very much, and dolomite
well, that
need very much.
Yeah.
It's really best that you get it in powder.
I know.
Or if you get it in the tablets, for goodness sakes, really chew them up.
Kelp what?
Don't swallow them whole. Kelp.
What's the other one? Dolomite and?
Dolomite and calcium lactate.
Calcium lactate.
Why, Marvin?
Because when you chew your food, every
salivating.
Well,
yeah.
Your the production of the digestive juices depends upon your chewing. If you do not chew enough, you will not have enough digestive enzymes produced.
The powder, how you get the powder? Well,
you mix it in with your foods. I put it in our cooked foods and our salads and so on. You don't taste it. Fine. And I would say take a minimum of a teaspoon of calcium lactate a day. And if you're taking any vitamin C extra, or if you have a cold, I would double up. One teaspoon minimum.
Dolomite,
probably a couple of tablets. Lot depends.
That has magnesium, calcium, and magnesium in
it. I don't care whether it has calcium in it or not. You get the calcium lactate and take extra.
In addition to the
because the need is so desperate.
You said you could put it in calcium lactate.
What is the name of it? One other thing. Now remember this, that when that depending upon the taste buds, the stimulation of the taste buds on the in the tongue, that depends upon what enzyme is manufactured. When you put mustard, when you put salad dressing, when you put mayonnaise, when you put salt, when you put pepper, you're going to have things, a predominance of the enzymes needed to work with that instead of what's needed to digest the food that you're eating. Most people eat vegetable and flavored salt and pepper is really what they do. And that's one of the reasons for so much difficulties. You will find if you cut these things out and just use your kelp and use your herbs for your salt. I quit using salt 33 years ago. And don't let them tell you you have to have salt to avoid heat prostration and stuff like that, because I can generally outwork anybody else in heat.
Even sea salt?
I don't even use sea salt. Only two things I use salt in. That's beans and some soup.
Thank you.
Only thing I put
thank
in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll do these things. Oh, one other thing I'm going to tell you about this. I knew there's something I forget. You can check other people without their being personally present if you use a Polaroid picture. Particularly. Now, you can use another picture, but a Polaroid's best because the metals, the crystalline substances in these pictures absorb the vibrations. Now, primitive peoples are not crazy when they don't want their picture taken. And they say you do something to them. They know darn good well you can. And don't use one, though, where they're touching other people. Use a person where they're by themselves. And a lot of people get me mixed teas and things for them. Now, this is what I use to check it out.
Would you like to have my
portrait?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I know what.
But check your food. Check your food. Yeah.